Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brains.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the county, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is communicating. All three of my guests will discuss their expertise in communicating ideas and concepts. My first guest is a leading broadcasting, management, and marketing expert. He'll be communicating how to have a rich and free lifestyle, whether you're an entrepreneur or an employee. My second guest is CEO of one of the most prestigious marketing firms in the world. He redefined marketing strategy and marketing thinking in the 1980s. He changed the business lexicon forever by introducing the term positioning to marketers. My third guest is a former trainer of hostage negotiators for the FBI. Boy, talk about a job that requires getting somebody's attention. He had that. He'll be telling us about the techniques he uses to get Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans to overcome their war traumas. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Brian Beeler has over 35 years of management, marketing, and sales experience in broadcast, media, publishing, and the publishing business. He's been president of Viacom Radio Group, general manager of 7 major market radio stations, and sales manager for America's leading major market radio station. He's the author of 3 books in what he calls the Powerful Steps business book series. The books are titled Powerful Steps, The Sales Operator, and the book we'll be talking about today, Rich and Free. Brian is a lifelong friend and produced workshops for Robert Kiyosaki, who is the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Welcome to the show, Brian. How are you today?
Excellent. Nice to be here this morning.
Well, it's great to have you as a guest. But let's get right to it. Your new book, which is called Rich and Free, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Creating Wealth and Personal Freedom, came out at a great time. But let's take a look at some of the grim statistics out there. I mean, the rich are getting richer in America while the middle class is shrinking. Never before in history have there been so many opportunities to be both wealthy and independent. But most of us are working harder to make up for what we lost in the Great Recession of 2007 and 2009. Where do you see new opportunities being created in the new economy?
Great question. Well, I think first, in order to go forward, I think we have to define where we are and where we are, where we've been. And I think while we're living in this post-crash, obviously due to debt and people living on borrowed equity, and we crashed, but I think the current problem is only part of the big picture, which I believe started back in the late 80s and 90s, or let's say it hyper started.
Really?
The internet opened global competition,
mm-hmm.
Technology increased productivity, and what happened? We produce more stuff better, we need less workers to do more, and we compete worldwide, and competitors are smarter. So I don't think the job market is going to go back like it was in the past generation.
Ah, okay.
I have some thoughts on what to do, but this is the big perplexing problem for everyone because, like I spoke about in my book, of turbulence ahead, changes in society and technology are not stabilizing. So
absolutely.
We have some very interesting times ahead of us, and I think there will be terrific opportunities, but more so for people that think like entrepreneurs and certainly people doing their own thing in business.
Well, that's exactly right. And now's the time to be sharpening up your skills. And with all of your various experience, and you, boy, you've had a lot of experience, you've spent most of your life selling. You started out at the very bottom kind of as a copier repair person. You were selling supplies. And then you really moved your way all the way up into the pinnacles of success within corporate America. Selling and selling skills are necessary for anybody, regardless whether they work for themselves or they work for somebody else. The challenge today is that fewer people are buying. What advice do you have for selling in today's economy?
Well, that's an interesting question. But I was going to give you a good definition of a salesman.
Okay, what's that?
CEO.
Really?
Everybody in business, public or private, is a salesman 24/7.
Okay.
In business, you're the ambassador of your company.
Right.
If you don't appreciate, understand, or know how to sell, and you're in business for yourself, that's something you have to catch on to. I mean, it's a learned skill, but many people come into business with proprietary or specialized knowledge. But to be successful in business, it's a function of cash flow and staying alive, and you have to address the issue of sales, whether you're specifically selling or not. You have to understand how selling works, and that goes hand in hand with branding and positioning. Because any business to be successful, you must know what you are, and you must know what you do.
True. We're going to have the branding and the positioning specialist on right after you. But tell us about, you know, your background. Truly, you started out just selling accessories to copier people who had copiers in their office. So you have really learned the art of selling over time. And people's, you know, wealth have changed over time, so they're a little bit tighter with their money today. But when you are positioning your company, whatever that is, how do you advise people to think about positioning in this economy so people will open up their wallets?
Well, let's just talk about positioning for a second. I think a great example, some people believe that Harley-Davidson makes motorcycles. The news is the people at Harley-Davidson, none of them work at Harley-Davidson think that.
Right.
The people at Harley know what they sell is the ability of a 40-year-old accountant to dress in black, ride through small towns, and have people afraid of them.
That's right. They sell a lifestyle.
They sell a lifestyle. Many businesses are a lifestyle. It's up to the business owner to do the research. One of the things I learned in running radio companies is that the great ideas always came outside of the radio station, not saying that we didn't have bright people, because we certainly hired the brightest people we could and the best people we could. But the fact is, when you're inside a business, many times you don't see the business as people outside see the business, and it becomes so important to do, you know, basic perceptual research. It doesn't have to be sophisticated. Even a small business, a mom and pop shop, you go to the mall, do what they call mall intercepts. But you have to understand how people visualize who and what you are, or you can't address how to sell to them.
Good advice. We're talking to Brian Beeler, everybody, author of the book Rich and Free. Brian, in your book, you write about two things that are critical to entrepreneurial success: leverage and using other people's money. First of all, what do you mean by leverage and using other people's money? And then, more importantly, how do you get access to other people's money in this economy?
Well, the concept of leverage is basically education and specialized knowledge. There's just so much you can do, and I learned this by trying to be. We had a great line: you can't be the pallbearer at the funeral and then turn around and be the bridesmaid at the wedding. The trick in business is to leverage your skills in whatever you do. So, as an entrepreneur or business owner, your best shot at being successful is surrounding yourself with brilliant people. So the leverage is you become 2, 4, 8, or 10, or as build as much as you can build your team. That's what you're trying to do. You're leveraging your skills, because you can't do it all yourself.
Mm.
The people that try and do it all themselves are the people that get the early heart attacks, and, you know, business doesn't become fun anymore. And it's hard to grow a business if you're doing everything yourself. So the leverage in business that I have found is not the money, although money is critical. The leverage in business is hiring really terrific people. They make you look good, your business goes better, and then the money magically or simply follows.
Okay. Now, how did you do that in your career in radio? Because you built some of the most sophisticated sales teams in radio during that time that you were in radio. So how did you do it? How did you go out finding those people to leverage your talents, your skills?
Well, first of all, it's interesting you talk about starting in sales. I was selling Lighthouse to the Blind and Fuller Brush products when I was in high school. So my sales skills go back to when I was, you know, barely 17 years old. I wasn't even old enough to do it. I had to work under somebody else because I didn't have a Social Security card and the companies wouldn't hire me. But the trick in sales is you look for the talented people and you look for the performance. Remember, the end result is results. And if you can get people that know how to lead, you're gonna be way down the road. But I make a distinction between, because many people in business think the number one salesperson is gonna be the leader. And often I found that the best salespeople may not be the best leaders because they have different skills. They could be much too much into their own success, their own proprietary ideas about how to be a winner. But the fact is, if you want to have a good sales manager to lead a sales team, you have to find people that are willing to serve. And that's not so easy. That's why being a good sales manager and getting to that point of being really exceptional, it's like, 1 in 10.
Sure.
It's not the best salesman often that you really want to have leading your team.
Absolutely.
It might hurt your team.
Well,
so I always did was try and find people that really enjoyed leading and supporting and helping people.
Gotcha.
And then, knowing salespeople are independent characters. The best motivation is a plaque and a big check. The motivation, as we know, doesn't come from outside. Motivation comes from inside. So people that are self-motivated are going to do dramatically better than trying to motivate someone, because the fact is you can't motivate other people.
Good
people
advice.
Have to motivate themselves. To be successful in sales, you need to have a great sales environment. And I used to build wild environments for my sales teams. We did crazy things to enroll them into the game, to where they thought that, well, if they left this job, they're never going to find another one like this. But it had nothing to do with money. It had everything to do with an environment that was challenging, exciting, and tremendous fun.
Create the right atmosphere and they will come. We're talking to Brian Beeler, everybody, author of the book Rich and Free. Brian, in your book, you've got some of what you call rules for creating wealth. And I'm sure there are listeners out there that want to know, what are the rules? Because they've been trying to decode the rules for years. So what are some of those rules that you have for creating wealth?
I would say the first is persistence followed by more persistence. And then you have desire and commitment. But you better be persistent, because being in business for yourself is usually not a piece of cake. It's not a round of snaps. You've got to work at it, and you've got to go after it, and you've got to be willing to accept the fact that you can go from nowhere to somewhere with one spectacular idea. But it doesn't mean that all comes in one step. It's like Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad. I've known him. He used to work with me for years back in the 80s when he was in his early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody said, wow, an overnight success as an author. I can tell you, Robert Kiyosaki is not an overnight success.
Well, you were there, yeah.
I was there. I know that for a fact. I know the trials and all the things he went through. And it's amazing, when he let the title out, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he was turned down by everybody. All the publishers thought that was a joke. And he got his success through giving books away, and someone found him and told the organization, which happened to be a big sales organization, and all of a sudden the book started flying off of the shelves, and the bookstores got wind of it, and then the publisher said, "Who is this guy?" But when he went directly to the publishers, it was, "Get out of here! This is a lousy idea. What do you mean, Rich Dad?"
Exactly.
The same story is a good friend of mine is Mark Victor Hansen, Chicken Soup for the Soul. The same thing happened to him when he ran around and said, "I got a great idea. It's Chicken Soup for the Soul." They said, "That's a joke. We're not publishing that book."
It's interesting you pick both of those men, because those are both self-published books. They were self-published long before a publisher picked them up and made them mainstream books.
And what both of those authors had in common was desire, commitment, and persistence, which I believe is a lot more important than any of the rules, including a high IQ. The second thing I think you need to be successful in being an entrepreneur and being your own business is really good communication skills. And good communication skills start with very active listening. If you can't listen well, I don't think you can be a good communicator. But communication skills are right up there at the top, because you've got to communicate your ideas. People are working with you. People are working for you. You're not going to get the leverage, and you're not going to get things moving if your communication skills are not good. So you have to work at that.
I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, coming up later in this hour, we're going to have author Mark Goulston in here talking about his book, Just Listen, Key Listening Skills from an FBI a Hostage Negotiator Trainer. So couldn't agree with you more on that.
Yeah, I've got some professional training. I took some private courses and classes and became a certified instructor of listening, because for years my wife would describe me as the motorboat going down a small canal. I mean, you turn around and the water is rushing. I'm knocking the water out of the canal because I'm not listening. Halfway through my career, I started to understand this concept of leverage, and that's when things really got exciting for me. I stopped trying to do everything myself and got other people to work with me and for me.
I think it's great. We're talking to Brian Beeler, everybody, author of the book Rich and Free. Brian, in about the minute that we've got remaining, let me ask you, you've got all of this business experience, everything that you've built up over the years. What did you get out of writing the book Rich and Free?
I really enjoyed, first of all, for anybody out there that thinks they're going to write a book and this is easy, forget it. 95% of writing books is marketing. So either you better have some good connections, a lot of money, or you better have a lot of desire, commitment, persistence, because there's a lot of books out there, and the way the book industry is going with the self-published books, much more competition. So what I did enjoy about writing the books is the commitment and time it took me to do this. And being a dyslexic, it makes it a lot tougher. So I spend endless hours on research in these books with my own skills, from my own experience, and researching what's the right way to present these ideas to help people. Because the concept of writing a successful book has nothing to do with me. It's got everything to do with satisfying a need.
I love it. Fundamental Marketing 101, whether you're selling a product, whether you're selling a book, whether you're selling a radio station, it's all the same, isn't it? Find a need and fill it. Brian, great book, Rich and Free, an entrepreneur's guide to creating wealth and personal freedom. If people like the sound of your voice, they want to know more, where would you direct them to go?
Okay, well, just for fun, I posted on my website for your radio audience. You go to my website, you're going to see the KKZZ audio. There's a short clip about Sylvester Stallone, how he created victory and success over overwhelming odds. It's fabulous listening. It runs about 7 minutes. I highly suggest people going to my website. Just click it and you'll hear it. You go to my name, www.brianbeeler.com, BrianBeeler.com. You can check out my site, but for KKZZ, there is a little audio clip for you guys there, and I think you'll enjoy this immensely.
No, that's great, Brian. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay. Bye-bye. Take care. Thank you.